Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Addition. Don't call River City Roll just a bowling alley. Live music and entertainment on Fridays and Saturdays. Open for brunch as well. The pizza's banging, the wings are good. They've got a great beer selection. We'll be here for Football Fest 3, August 16th from 6 to 10 p.m. with special guests from the Commanders, Tim Hightower, and Fred Smoot. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, Commanders beat writer David Harrison. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good here, and you know, let me start with this. I've seen a couple articles about a couple edge rushers that Washington should be interested in. What percentage would you put it at that Washington has another edge rusher in the building before September?
Before September, that's interesting. I mean, I think the chances of before September are a little bit higher. I think right now they probably feel pretty good about who they have, what their plan is moving forward, so into training camp. But, yeah, once training camp comes, you know, that's the testing grounds, right? That's where you see, like, are our plans actually going to work? And are these pieces going to actually fit? And if they don't, you know, AP's got, you know, $20 million something in cap space remaining. There's always draft capital that could still be flipped for somebody if necessary. And you know, there's always moves made during the months of July and August, so we'll see. But, yeah, I think before September, probably a higher chance, but I think before training camp, I think you're probably just going to see them roll with what they've got.
ESPN broke down every team's weapons that their quarterback has at his disposal. For Jaden Daniels, wide receiver, tight ends, and running backs, they gave them 13th out of 32. We were kind of surprised to see them in the top 15. How do you rank Washington's weapons there? What's the best that Jaden has? Is it his wide receivers one, his tight ends one, or his running backs?
Ooh, I think it could be his receivers, or I think right now I'd have to say tight ends just because of the drop in consistency from the running back group. And, you know, some of that's not fair because injuries and O-line injuries and all that stuff, but it kind of is what it is. But with Zach and John Bates, you know, being really just underratedly consistent, and I think the potential in Ben Sinnott, I think I'd start there. But you know, look, if Debo can get back to being Debo, Terry is Terry, if Luke McCaffrey's step forward that we've seen so far sticks and even continues to grow into the season, and if Jalen Lane can provide even just a little bit of a boost to the offense every once in a while, I think that receiver group looks really, really good. And that's before you even mention, oh, by the way, Noah Brown, who can be a really consistent target all on his own. So I think that receiver group certainly has the potential to be there in the upside, but I think, you know, right now I'd probably put it the tight end group. But, yeah, middle of the league, I think that a lot of people who do these types of things understand kind of the circumstances surrounding Debo, and certainly, you know, the fitness was a question last year, but also had an illness that he was dealing with that prevents him from working out as much. And then, you know, Brandon Ayuk going down, Christian McCaffrey's injury, like, just a lot of things went bad for the Niners, not just Debo in 2024.
I think I agree with you there, the way you broke it down. And, you know, that's the one thing I think the fan base will agree on. If there's one thing that maybe this front office got wrong, and if this season doesn't turn out to, you know, be as expected, we're going to say, darn it, why didn't we improve the running back room?
Yeah, I mean, potentially, you know what I mean? But I think that it's hard because, man, you look at that first half of the season and the way that those guys were humming, you know, and then Brian starts to suffer those injuries to that right leg. And, I mean, three injuries at the same limb, like, that's so hard to overcome. Then Austin suffers his injury. And so, you know, you're just kind of hoping, like, well, if we get everybody back healthy, you know, roll with that and get that O-line improved, get the O-line healthy again, and, you know, see if we can't recapture – that momentum from the first half of the season and hopefully keep guys healthier. I think this year you'll see more of a running back rotation. I think you'll see, you know, whether it's Jeremy McNichols or Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt or maybe Chris Rodriguez, whoever that third back is, I think even when everybody's healthy, you might see more of a rotation there to try to keep those guys fresh. But then at the same time, I'm also going to be keeping an eye on, you know, is Austin going to be fully in the mix as a return specialist again? Like, that's something that if you're looking for ways to maybe kind of save your running backs from taking too much punishment, if you can find other guys to be return specialists for them, then you can keep Austin just to running back duties and maybe prevent something like that from happening again. So, you know, there's ways to mitigate that risk. You can never fully eliminate it, obviously. But, yeah, I think that, like you said, if that run game doesn't get going, even if it's another injury, you know, people are going to say, well, these guys were banged up last year. You should have seen that coming. So, yeah, I think that's certainly a risk that the team is taking right now.
What are your thoughts on this Commanders secondary? I mean, it does feel like that could be a weakness. Certainly, I saw enough from Lattimore last year. Doesn't seem like he's in his prime. As much as I liked Mikey Sainer still, I don't want him going up against A.J. Brown and C.D. Lamb. And then you got an interesting rookie there in Trey Amos and a couple veterans. As of today, you know, is this secondary even top 25, or is it like bottom 7, bottom 10 in the NFL?
Yeah, man, it would be really hard to rank this secondary compared to the others. And, you know, the question would then come into how much are you weighing potential versus what you know. And if you're ranking it based on what you know, then basically because of all the reasons you just kind of pointed out, you kind of have to put them low, right? Because I think the potential is an A+. The proven is a C, right? Because Mikey Sanders, like you said, like he's you know, I think proven as much as he can in 1 year, but he's also moving back inside. So everything that we saw from him that really gives us so much confidence in him last year, you know, that's 80% of that is outside. He's not going to be doing that as much this year. So it's almost like a little bit of a reset for him. Marshawn Lattimore, you know the upside if he can get there, but is he going to get there? Trey Amos, same thing. So yeah, there's a lot of possibilities and excitement about what could be, but none of it's been proven yet. So yeah, if you were to grade them based on what we know, you got to go low just because you don't know anything, right?
David, always appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Give us a little insight about how your training camp coverage will be this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be out every practice, you know, they have open to the media. I'll be tracking Jaden just like I did last year. I mean, I started with Sam Howell, basically all the 11s. I'm not going to track the 7s as much, but the 11s certainly be tracking kind of how he's doing there, where the connections are, especially, you know, guys like Debo, things like that, and just try and kind of see if I can't pinpoint where, like, I kind of think I've been doing a little bit of a series on where the Commanders offense could really improve from a schematic standpoint on Locked On Commanders. So now training camp is the time.
Did we lose David? David, are you there?
Yep.
David, you cut out for a second there, but I wanted to follow up.
Okay.
Have you heard yeah, complaints from the fan base about the limited number of tickets to go see training camp?
I know some people are disappointed. Yeah, they definitely went incredibly fast, which was almost to be expected. I'm not sure, you know, just what the numbers are, like the totality of the numbers, but I know that, yeah, a lot of fans were upset that they weren't able to get in there, and I know some people were a little upset of how many days were restricted to just, you know, season ticket holders, but that's kind of the business side meeting the fan side, and unfortunately it doesn't always make everybody happy.
David, really appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. This is your segment, your chance to chime in, be the quarterback of this segment. Give us your thoughts on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So I saw a topic from our buddy Scott Abraham in Washington, D.C., ABC 8 there, asking experts and the fan base who they think are going to be the top 10 commanders in 2025. But to establish the top 10 commanders we're predicting in 2025, I feel like we need to be on the same page where who were the top 10 commanders from 2024. So if you want to chime in, who are the top 10 players for Washington in the best season of my life, the best season in the last 30 years, 12 wins, two more in the postseason, a conference championship appearance. We know Jaden's going to be on that list, probably Terry McLaurin, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu. Who's your top 10 commanders from 2024? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. I want to see how my list here compares with the list that our intern Biff put together here. I've got Jaden Daniels at number one. It's not even close. The rookie of the year leading us to the NFC Championship game. To me, I think the passing numbers can be improved next year, and that's what I have my eye on. But the rushing yards, 891 rushing yards, touchdowns, clutch runs, third down conversions, fourth down conversions, and even in the postseason, a clutch run. PFM graded him 90.6, rating him the top-graded quarterback in 2024. And that was because of the completion percentage, the accuracy, and the limited amount of turnovers. Number two, I think you got to stay on the offensive side of the ball with Terry McLaurin. When you have 1,000 yards, but when you set the franchise record receiving yards, 13, second in the NFL, he was second team All-Pro, a Pro Bowler, fantastic season. I am worried that he cannot get 13 touchdowns this season, or even maybe 8 or 9 touchdowns. But I do believe he will once again being a 1,000-yard receiver once he signs that extension with the Commanders. At three, I'm going to the defensive side of the ball with Bobby Wagner. I mean, he anchored this defense with 183 tackles, 88.3 PFF grade, which gave him a top-three linebacker grade. Ended up being second-team All-Pro. He did it at a high level, at an upper age there, but the consistency from Bobby Wagner was the reason this defense was able to get off the field at times. Four, I'm going Frankie Louvu. the 99 tackles, the 8 sacks, the fact that he was second-team All-Pro. I think he could even be first-team All-Pro this year. That's kind of my hot take on the defensive side of the ball. But the reason he's not in the top five on this list has to be because of the eye test. Like, if you watch the Giants game, Malik Nabers is still talking about the hit that Frankie Louvu provided on him, his welcome to the NFL moment, the big interception that he had this season, but just really the constant pressure, quarterback pressure, running back pressure, tight end pressure, Louvu was all over the field. For me, at five, it's got to be Zach Ertz, especially in the second half of that season. He was more than a veteran. He was a reliable weapon for Jaden Daniels. 656 yards, 7 touchdowns was Jaden Daniels' go-to target during the clutch run of the season. Six, back to the defensive side of the ball, your rookie, Mikey Sainristil. 2 interceptions, 93 tackles, was NFL Rookie of the Week. Just was consistently one of the best defensive players for the Commanders from the start of the season to the end of the season. I felt like we saw him grow up a little bit. We saw him kind of learn how he can make impactful plays on the defensive side of the ball. And, like, in the second half of the season, he was probably our best cornerback. It's not Marshawn Lattimore, right? It wasn't Emmanuel Forbes. He was gone by then. It wasn't Benjamin St. Juice. I was praying that you didn't have to play him. It was Mike Sainristil still. At number seven, I'm going Dante Fowler Jr. Led the team with sacks, constant pressure. He had one of the best highlights of the season, the pick six, I believe, that was against the Carolina Panthers. You know, I mean, that was one of the best highlights of the season. And it's a position that I feel like Washington's going to wish they had Dante Fowler back, right? I mean, he led this team in sacks. He was a consistent guy in the backfield, but he did not set the edge against the run, and so Dan Quinn made the decision to, hey, we're going to lose your sacks, but we're going to be better at stopping the run. I'm kind of worried here that they let Dante Fowler Jr. go. Eight, I say Olamide Zaccheaus. You could say Quan Martin. I say Zaccheaus. I thought consistently throughout the year, especially when the games when Eckler got hurt, especially when Noah Brown was not there, Zaccheaus stepped up. They used him in the backfield. They used him in the slot. They used him in motion. He was really good. And hopefully you're going to get Jalen Lane, right? So Zaccheaus from UVA, Jalen Lane from Virginia Tech, trying to do what Zaccheaus did this past year for the Washington Commanders. And then I will go Austin Eckler. And I'll close out with Jeremy Chinn. Stubb, did I miss anybody on your list here? Top 10 Commanders from 2024. I did not have an offensive lineman on that list.
Yeah. I think, honestly, the O-line as a whole was good enough. I don't know if we had a crazy standout. Obviously, we have Sam Cosmi who got injured, and Tyler Biadasz was really consistent. So I think it's hard to pick one to put in the top 10. Otherwise, I almost entirely agree with your list in the order you gave it. I would like the honorable mention. He didn't really do much on the field, but Marcus Mariota, as a voice on the roster, we heard so much about how helpful he was to Jaden. That Falcons game when he told him to get up, it's hard to put to numbers how important Marcus Mariota might have been.
You're right. I mean, and he won the game against the Cowboys, right?
That's true.
And he won the game against the Panthers.
They played the entire fourth quarter against
the Browns. Yeah, but I mean, honorable mention's fine. You know, I like that from him. So Scott Abraham had the fans speak and the experts on the top 10 players for this upcoming season. So here's who the fans predict will be in the top 10 this upcoming season. Number 10, Marshawn Lattimore. I don't think that's going to happen, guys. I really don't. I don't know what you saw to make you think he's going to be that impactful. I saw enough to know that I'm believing in Trey Amos. I'm excited for Mikey Sainristil to take a step forward. So I'm not putting Lattimore on my list here. You know, maybe I will slide in Will Harris in his place there because I do feel like, you know, Chinn was number 10 on my list here. You got to get a good replacement for him, and hopefully it's the Saints' former safety, Will Harris. 9, Sam Cosmi. I'm worried he's not going to play enough games to be at number 9, right? So, I might put Tyler Biadasz there at number 9, or maybe Brandon Coleman there at number 9. They went with Zach Ertz, 7. I agree with that. 6, Deebo Samuel. I agree with that. 5, Bobby Wagner. I agree with that. 4, Laremy Tunsil. I agree with that. 3, Frankie Louvu, 2, Terry McLaurin, 1, Jaden Daniels. I kind of like the fans list there, except for a few. Who would you like to bring up that you think is going to be in the top 10 most impactful Commanders following the conclusion of the 2025 season? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Here's the number one name that's coming to mind to me, Stubb. If this team's going to be a 10-win team, it's going to have to be someone on the defensive line. So I'm going to say Daron Payne. I think he's got that in him. It's a contract year situation, right? So you know he's going to, hopefully you're going to get the best out of him. I don't think it's going to be Johnny Newton or, you know, one of these edge rushers, Dorrance Armstrong, Cleveland Farrell. I'm going to say Daron Payne should get into the top 10 by the end of this season for the Commanders.
I do want to say Johnny Newton, actually. I mean, we're talking about what should have been a first-round draft pick talent moved back because of the injury. Injury is gone now. We're putting him in there to start. He had such high prospect chances. I think that this could be a huge step forward for Johnny Newton, and he could be crazy impactful.
Yeah, I'm hopeful, but I think Daron Payne's more likely that he has the better season.
I think
we don't have a running back on this list here, and that's an issue, right?
Yeah.
You don't want that to be a weakness. Is it going to be B-Rob? Can it be Debo or Austin Ekeler? You know, I think we all are kind of under the same impression here that if Brian Robinson is 1,000-yard back, this team's going to win 11 games. Like, that's going to take so much off of Jaden Daniels' plate here. And, you know, you love how Debo's on the list here, and I think that'll happen. And Terry McLaurin, right, and Zach Ertz. But you need the running back room to be improved from last season. It's just a fact. It has to be better. I wonder if Bobby Wagner will still be a top 10 player, or if you'll see Frankie Louvu kind of overtake Wagner in terms of tackles, leading the team in tackles, leading the team's team in tackles for loss. I think this could be the year where Wagner still is your leader, your vocal leader in the locker room, your captain, but Louvu is more impactful on the defensive side of the ball at the linebacker position. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. You're on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. And their summer hours have them open early at 12 noon, which means you can come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show bowl while listening to me talk a little Commanders on the show today. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We just went through the fan base, as they've told Scott Abraham, who they think will be the best players, the top 10 players for the Commanders in 2025. I gave you my list for 2024. Now I've put together a list of my top 10 Washington Commanders 2025, if they are going to get back to the conference championship. If we're going to win 10-plus games, win a couple more in the postseason, have all that success, these are the 10 guys that I think are going to have to be the most impactful. And I'm going to go from 10 to 1 here. We all know number 1 is Jaden Daniels. It's not even close. He's your quarterback. He's your focal point. He's your franchise player. He's your leader. But at 10, I'm going to say Zach Ertz. I think he has to be on this list. He has to have, you know, 4 or 5 touchdowns. He's got to be a red zone threat. But I had him at 5 last year. I think he takes a step back because you get more Bates. You get more Ben Sennett. You get more from maybe wide receivers Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey. Ertz is going to have to be a weapon, and they're going to have to count on him in the red zone. But I think he takes a step back this year statistically. 9, Laremy Tunsil. Your new left tackle, it's got to be one of your best players. You know, last year he was one of the best tackles in football. I think he can do that again. What kind of impact does a star and the blindside position make for Jaden Daniels, but maybe more importantly for B-Rob Ekeler and anybody that totes the rock for the Washington Commanders? If they're going to have success, you're going to need the offensive line to step up. And at 9, I'm saying Laremy Tunsil. At 8, ahead of him, is a defensive player who is new to Washington, and that's Will Harris. And that's the big signing, I feel like, that we just are so really, we don't know what it's going to be. You know, it's a real question mark, it feels like. Because Jeremy Chinn, like, we know what he brought. He wasn't the best. in terms of stopping the deep pass, but my goodness, was he a thumper, and was he good at stopping the run and getting up there and making big plays in the box. And so Will Harris comes in here to a defense that needs to get off the field more, is desperate to create more turnovers. Well, this is a guy that created a few turnovers in New Orleans. If they're going to have success on the defensive side of the ball, it's Will Harris being better than Jeremy Chinn as a safety. Seven, I'm going Mikey Sainer still, because I kind of look like that at the same, as the same as the safety position here. Sainer still needs to be, I mean, probably our best corner once again this season. I just don't think it's going to be Marshawn Lattimore. I think if Sainer still is your best, and then maybe Amos is a decent, a solid two, then hopefully you can stop, you know, the Eagles and their two wide receivers, the Giants and their pair of wide receivers. The defense has to be better, and so that's why I'm going Will Harris, 8, Mikey Sainer still 7. At 6 for me, it's Brian Robinson Jr., 5, Terry McLaurin. I had Terry at number 2. I'm just not expecting 13 touchdowns again. And he's got to figure out this contract with the Washington Commanders. I'm confident it'll get done, but I'm going to say Terry will be a 5 next year in terms of the top 10 most important Commanders for them to get back to the conference championship game. I told you guys it has to be Daron Payne on this list in my mind. He's the guy that has been to a Pro Bowl before. He's the guy that has been, you know, a star at the defensive tackle position in the past. And now his buddy, his best friend out of Alabama, Jonathan Allen's gone. In comes Johnny Newton. But I'm not sure Newton's ready to take that step forward yet, being it's just his second year. This is Payne's year to prove it and to get paid once again. I have him in the top 5 because I do feel like, you know, we're talking about how this defense can get off the field. Can Will Harris create a few turnovers? Sainer still. They need Payne to get some sacks and to stop the damn running backs in their track. Don't need, you know, Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu having to stop the running backs. Let's have our defensive line do that. 3, Frankie Louvu. I've already told you it's one of my hot takes of the offseason. I think he will be first-team All-Pro as a linebacker. I felt like he is entering his prime from what we saw last season. 2, Deebo Samuel. I mean, this is just my number one take here for the offseason in terms of the offensive side of the ball, is they need Deebo to be a stud, and I believe he will. I think he's hearing all these haters. You don't think it got back to Deebo Samuel that former 49ers wide receiver Terrell Owens called him fat? Like, all of that social media hate is getting back to Deebo Samuel. I am super excited to see what he will do on the field for Washington this season, and I do think he could be our best weapon because of his ability to run the football, catch and run, or even take the top off the defense with a deep ball downfield. And number 1 on this list is Jaden Daniels. Earlier this week, the Commanders announced a new uniform. My buddy Sean LaBarre sat down with Zach Ertz, the star tight end for the Washington Commanders. He had this to say about the new uniforms.
Yeah, I saw you in that video with the new uniforms. What are your thoughts on those?
I mean, obviously I played against this team for a long time, or the Commanders for a long time, and so these are the jerseys I remember. These are the jerseys that I'm familiar going against, playing against. I was talking to Jordan Reed last night. I said, this is the 86 that I was wearing in that video shoot. The first person I think of is Jordan Reed. And so for me, I think it's just, it's fun to be a part of this team, fun to be a part of this organization, and I'm excited for the year. And I know the fans love the jerseys, so ultimately that's what really matters.
Yeah, they're rowdy.
I love,
man,
that.
You bring up Jordan
from
Reed,
Ertz, man.
He stayed healthy.
So look, let me break that down real quick, because I do think it's very interesting that Ertz, Jordan Reed, and Travis Kelce entered the league at the exact same time. And now, you know, looking back on how their careers have played out, it was like Ertz had the most success right away. Then obviously Kelce has passed over him. And with Jordan Reed, we all just wonder what it could have been if he had avoided those concussions. Because I think he was the best player of all those guys, but he just couldn't stay on the field. It's funny how Ertz pointed to Jordan Reed when the jerseys were released. I just kept seeing Chris Cooley. It just, that's who I saw in terms of the body that was worn by tight end Zach Ertz there in that video. LaBarre would go on to ask Zach Ertz about Terry McLaurin. And, you know, he's not going to talk about the contract situation, but I thought this answer was interesting in terms of what does Terry mean to this franchise. Let's take a listen.
Me, him, and Trav were the same draft class. So,
really?
Yeah, we all had a little competition throughout our time, but it was fun.
Yeah, wow. And then last, you know, and you can't talk about contract stuff, but how important is Terry McLaurin to the offense?
I mean, you can't put a number on how important he is. He's just a game changer, you know. He is a guy with elite contested catches and elite speed, and those two things you really can't coach. You cannot coach a guy to be as fast and explosive as Terry is. And in terms of the business side of it, I don't get it. I had my own situation similar to Terry's, and so I appreciated that no player was out there talking about it publicly, so I'm not going to sit out here and talk about it publicly. But at the end of the day, I think everyone knows how important Terry is. Everyone knows how good he is, and everyone knows how hard he's working, even though he wasn't there in the offseason. And so for me, we played golf a few times this summer. He's in a good headspace, so I'm excited to be back with him.
Awesome, man. That's all I got for you.
That's such an important answer there. When you consider the fact that the business side of the NFL, it can get sticky. It can be ugly at times, right? I mean, remember what happened with Trent Williams when he was here in Washington. And I think that's important that Ertz said that he hung out with Terry McLaurin and he's in a good headspace here. And then, you know, we've had Dan Quinn talk to the media and say that he's kept up with Terry McLaurin this offseason here. And because he is such a leader, he's such an important part of this franchise here that, you know, I understand the business side of things can be different and hopefully that gets resolved. But as long as he's not feeling disrespected by this franchise, then I think he's not going to hold out. I think he could even show up to training camp and just not work out, all right? But just be in the building to avoid the fines and avoid the controversy of, oh, your star wide receiver's not here. I mean, it's just pissing me off every time I Google Terry McLaurin. The latest today was the Patriots are interested in trading for wide receiver Terry McLaurin. You can't have him, New England, so stop asking. I saw a Pittsburgh article a couple days ago. He's not getting traded. The contract will get resolved eventually. He's not getting traded. But I thought that was a great conversation from my buddy Sean Labar with Commanders tight end Zach Ertz. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. I just read an article got me super excited for this season. Why Jaden Daniels is the fantasy football breakout Commanders fans can't afford to miss in 2025. I was jealous all season long that Stubb had Jaden Daniels. And I didn't have the marbles. I didn't have the stones to draft him in our fantasy league. I didn't even think about it. I was too worried about him getting hurt or something.
Literally the last person in the league to draft a quarterback.
You were the last person in the league, and you get Jaden. Yep. It's just incredible. So, he could go. He will probably go in the first round for most, right? He was a top 10 fantasy player last year. He was probably a top 3 quarterback last year. He will be a first-round draft pick. How high will you end up selecting Jaden Daniels? But, it's the dual-threat ability. The fact that he's probably going to be part of an offense that puts up 28 points per game, right? Like, I think they will. They had 28.8 last year. I think they'll get back to that number. He's going to have the opportunity to have a monster fantasy season if he stays healthy.
I will say, if you draft a quarterback in your first round, you're not playing fantasy, right? But Jaden Daniels is if it's the first quarterback to go, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. No, I get you there. I've seen Lamar go high, so I wonder where Jaden's going to go. When my boys and I do our fantasy league, there's always a run on quarterbacks, usually second or third round. But it's like once that one person selects their quarterback and they go, oh, I'm getting Josh Allen. Then it's like the next person goes Mahomes, then Lamar, and then Jaden. And it usually is, at least for us in the last 3 or 4 years, pretty much top 5 quarterbacks all go in the same round. And so I'm interested when somebody will eventually take that shot on Jaden Daniels. How early will you draft him in your fantasy draft? Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Joe Theismann was on, I believe it was Good Morning Football, and they asked him about QB1 in Washington, Jaden Daniels. Let's hear from Joe T.
It's wonderful to have the question asked because we really have somebody, I believe, that this franchise can take going forward. Great work ethic. Terrific young man, smart, knows how to play. Everybody says, Joe, he's so thin, he's so skinny. No, he's wiry, and he's smart. He protects himself. If you're 6'5 and 235 pounds like some of the kids are, they think they can run over defensive backs and linebackers. You're not going to be in this game very long. But Jaden understands the entire game of football, processes things very well, and he's made big play after big play after big play all through the course of last year. Love everything about him and continues to work and try and get better and better. And I think one of the most important things you have to have at the position is you have to be respected by your teammates, and he certainly is.
Man, I love that from Joe Theismann right there. It's just crazy how Jaden has been everything that you could want in a quarterback. And, not to throw shade at Caleb Williams, but he's not been that answer, even though he went number one overall. It's been Jaden Daniels. And, it's the leadership. It's the, the work ethic. That's really the work ethic's one of the top things for me. I'm blown away how he's able to just kind of live the NFL life like he's a 10-year veteran in year one and entering year two. It's like every time he opens his mouth, he's got something wise to say. And really, I think you got to give credit to Adam Peters because there were veterans in the locker room. And you mentioned Marcus Mariota. Like, Jaden Daniels leaned heavily on Mariota for most of his rookie season in terms of work ethic and what's it going to take to be a successful quarterback. He leaned heavily on Bobby Wagner, even saying in interviews, Bobby Wagner told me what I should work on in this offseason, and he's reached out to other veterans and talking about what he should work on in the offseason to try to get a little better every single day. And so it's insane how, 365 days ago we sat here and we had not much expectations for Jaden Daniels. We saw what happened with Sam Howell and this offensive line. I think a lot of us felt like with this offensive line, doesn't matter who is quarterback, you're going to take the hits. They're going to struggle. It's a new coach in Dan Quinn. He's a defensive-minded guy. Everybody thought, Cliff Kingsbury's overrated. And it just turned out to be that Washington had the complete right recipe for success. Dan Quinn with the motto, anybody, anywhere, anytime in this whole second chance opportunity for the 2024 Washington Commanders, and Cliff Kingsbury, his second chance, and defensive players getting their second chance, and even like a Zach Ertz with his maybe final chance. I mean, if Ertz hadn't had a good season in Washington, he was probably going to retire, right? And instead, he has this incredible year, and he gets another contract, and I could see him playing two or three more years now, as it felt like he found the fountain of youth. And there is something to that with tight ends where, you know, Kelsey's gotten better with age. Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, those guys that, look, you're established. You're big, you're strong, you can catch, all right? You might be losing some speed as you get older, but your NFL IQ allows you to put yourself in the right position to make the plays. And, like, Ertz wasn't making people miss, right? It's not we kind of all got upset that he was Mr. 0 yards after catch this season, and he still ended up with nearly 700 yards, right? No yak Zach, and yet he had this incredible season because his NFL IQ and his, you know, wisdom of being a veteran allowed him to find holes in the zone or just kind of box defenders out man-to-man, make the catch, secure the ball, get down. Make the catch, secure the ball, get into the end zone. He did that for the entire season for the Washington Commanders. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Here on a July 11th, we are sitting here in the middle of the summer with not much going on except for Major League Baseball. We've got semifinal action from Wimbledon, and last time I checked, it was not looking good for Novak Djokovic. He is down 2 sets to love to the number one seed, Jannik Sinner, taking him down. The first set, 6-3. Second set, 6-3. It's on serve in the third. It's just going to be hard for the Serbian to win 3 straight sets against the number one overall seed, Jannik Sinner, who just doesn't really make mistakes. That's it. That's just how he's been so incredible. He just doesn't make very many unforced errors. In fact, against Ben Shelton in the quarterfinals, it was like 12 unforced errors for Shelton in the first set, 0 for Jannik Sinner. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So we mentioned we were going to give away tickets on the show today, and I want to give you a chance right now to win a pair of tickets to Jason Isbell at the Allianz Amphitheater on July 19th. Anytime you hear this sound on AWOD Radio, you know it's time for a giveaway.
And who's our next contestant?
Ding, 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 ding. Tell her what she's won.
All right, let's go once again with the first three callers to chime in. 833-804-0910. Just pick up the phone. 833-804-0910. If you're one of the first three people that Stubb picks up the phone for, you can win a pair of tickets to see Jason Isbell at the Allianz Amphitheater on July 11th. Anytime you hear this sound on AWOD Radio, call in 833-804-0910.
And who's our next contestant?
Ding, 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 ding. Tell her what she's won.
First three callers right now, you can go see Jason Isbell at the Allianz Amphitheater. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Still to come on the show today, it's a Football Friday. Not much going on in the football world, but we will take a look at what we're expecting from our trip to Charlotte, North Carolina for the ACC kickoff. Frank Maloney from Who's Talking will join us to preview UVA's football season. The Fast Break with AWOD, why I'm so excited for the Washington Wizards Summer League team, and of course we'll go around the NFL here on AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today anywhere you get your apps at. AUDACY. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.